Good morning. 8:32 a.m. Really? Is that right? 8:39 a.m. yeah, 8:39 a.m. Tuesday, November the 3rd, 2015. A problematic day in terms of getting word count down. I've got 500 words so far today, and given how late it is in the day, that's frankly a bit disappointing. The reality is I haven't really had a chance to focus yet. I still need more food. I had a pastry for breakfast, and quite frankly, there is a reason I stopped having pastries for breakfast. Because right now, I feel like I might hurl. And that's not being helped by the reality that in a little more than an hour, I have to go to the dentist for a pair of fillings, which will no doubt contribute to my lack of focus for the rest of the day. But given that very shortly after getting out of the chair, I have to go over and pick the kid up from school, take it to a therapy appointment, wait with her for an hour before I can come home and sit down again. Yeah, that's it's going to be a rough day. I really need to get into the 10K mode. I need to. I also, there's a sort of catch-22 there, because being aware that I need to is probably the largest obstacle to actually achieving it, because I'm spending too much time worrying about word count and not enough time with my head in the story. So there's that. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Let's see, what else? Podium sent back their signed contract yesterday. One of the reasons I didn't get my word count out yesterday was that they then said, we need to have your manuscript. Now would be good. Luckily, they were willing to accept a PDF. So I took the PDF from the paperbacks. Made sure the last set of copy edits were in place, and sent it off. So that didn't take a lot of time, but they did gift me with one of their titles. Clearly I do not understand the audiobook aesthetic, because I believe this is actually one of the books that they're getting an award for. And I will say, having spent more than just a few minutes with R.C. Bray, okay, yeah, he's not as bad as I thought. He does get to sort of grow on you a little bit. Although he's done so many books for Podium, I'm not sure they're going to want to tie him up for 9 volumes. Maybe they will, I don't know. I was going through their catalog trying to find readers who might be more appropriate. All their fantasy writers seem to be terribly British. And that was a horrible accent, I'm sorry. There are a couple that sounded okay. One of the things that I noticed is that in the earbuds, R.C. Bray doesn't sound quite so much like he smoked 3 packs of cigarettes and washed it down with a quart of hooch. He doesn't have quite the same level of fry and gravel that frankly put me in mind of Tom Waits more than Neil Conant. Neil Conant, by the way, is the NPR announcer that I always channel when doing Ishmael stories. I'm always thinking, it's like, okay, what would Neil Conant sound like? What would this sound like on NPR? And I work on that mindset. So there's a certain clarity in tone and voice that always says Ishmael Wong to me. There isn't a lot of fry. Fry is like this, where you've got that sort of frazzle in the back of your throat. That's actually, it's sort of a Batman thing. It's also exactly what R.C. Bray sounds like. And he has a very... Good morning. He has a very distinctive cadence in his read. You can almost hear the influence of James T. Kirk as he goes. Yeah, I don't hear Ishmael Wong that way. The thing that gives me pause is either they sent me a book that is really not quite up to prime time, or he's actually not reading the book as it's written. I think the former rather than the latter. I think he is actually reading the book. The one that stuck out for me, I was just listening to it a little bit on the walk. I was talking about a piece of data that was being displayed on a computer screen, and the word he used was signaled. But the data was signaled out in a box. And I think the word should have been singled out. It sounded like he read the wrong word. But given this author's lack of, how do we say this? There's no really good way to say it diplomatically. This author has no control of point of view at all. Perhaps he's trying for omniscient. It isn't really working. I find it extremely distracting to be in one person's head and then in the next paragraph be in another person's head. And then the next paragraph, not being sure exactly whose person you're in, and then somebody else again in the next paragraph. This is a really popular series on Amazon, and I wouldn't buy the ebook. I wouldn't have gotten past the sample on this sucker. To be fair. My own biases are probably playing a large piece in my general dissatisfaction with the title. The first word after listing the title and the author and the reader was prologue. And just between you and me, that prologue is completely unnecessary. He spends the whole next chapter, or perhaps two, I have no idea what chapter I'm on anymore, but he spends, I'm about, I don't know, 20 minutes into the book, and it's, he didn't need that prologue. He did not need that prologue. It would have made a much tighter and significantly tenser story without it. It would have been a much more interesting story without it. It would have been a much more engaging story without it. And yet he put it in because, I don't know, he felt like he needed to have the prologue to explain what was happening before he actually started the story to tell us what was happening. Okay, dog walkers. Excuse me. Good morning.
Good morning. The conflict
is coming. So anyway. So last night I was listening to audiobook samples just in general. And wow. There was one that John Ward, John and I were talking about it, and John Ward said he sent me a link to a fantasy novel, female main, that I had to shut off because it hurt my ears. soprano range on the reader. Total sizzled S's monk post. Way too hot. Way too sharp. It should have been. I don't know if it was happened in post production as an artifact of trying to take out stuff, or if she was just too close to the microphone or recording too hot. And so every one of her S's, every one of her sounds, whether it's a C or an S, every sibilance has a sizzle to it. So every S, not just at the beginning of the sentences, but at the ends, or not actually always at the ends, but even at the beginnings, there's this sound. And this is apparently a professionally produced audiobook. I'm sorry. It just doesn't cut it. And it's like, all right, maybe I just don't understand the audiobook aesthetic. Maybe I don't understand what passes for quality audio. This podcast, by the way, is not quality. It's, it's a cheap microphone. It's recorded on a phone. I've got no studio around me. I've got no support. I've got nothing. It's a guy shuffling leaves. And I'm sure you can hear it because it's practically deafening. But he's got a snow scoop and he's shoveling the leaves out of the concrete gutter beside his house. Whew. I warmed up. It was cold. God, it was cold. I thought it was going to freeze. But I've got around now, so the sun's shining on me. I'm wearing a... I put on my gloves. I'm wearing a knit cap. But, I warmed up. So anyway, maybe I don't understand the aesthetic. And one of the things that I noticed is that when I was listening on my studio monitors at home, Bray sounded a lot worse than he does on my earbuds. So perhaps the sounds are tailored for earbud use. Perhaps the earbuds have a lower high range responsiveness in general, and so they're being tuned to overcompensate for it. I'm still not crazy about the Fry, but like one of the realities and one of the things that I will have to grant is that as long as you're consistent, it doesn't really matter. As long as you're consistent, it doesn't really matter. People's ears will compensate. And that's something that has been true forever in the podcast world. And I have no reason to suspect that it is not likewise true in audiobooks. As long as it's consistent, the listener's ears will adapt. The fantasy novel, the fantasy novel with the excess sibilance, that I never would have bought, because that just, yikes. There's no mid-range, there's no bass, it was all in the upper range, there was no sound floor, there was no warmth to it. It was all very, very screechy. And that may be a function of my ears. I'm an old guy, and I have sensitivity to high-frequency sounds. And specifically, there are some high-frequency sounds that I don't hear. So, for example, I used to have a digital watch that had a beep tone in it. And people used to have to tell me when the alarm was running, because on my left wrist and in my left ear, I can't hear that beep. I couldn't hear it. I don't hear peepers. In the spring, that peep peep sound that little frogs and sun, just after sundown in the spring, peepers, I can't hear them if I'm laying on my right hand side, so my right ear is blocked. My left ear can't hear them at all. It's freaky as hell. I'm laying there in bed, it's dead silent, then I roll over and the peepers are like deafening. So part of it might be my ears. I have to be a little bit respectful. I have to be a little bit understanding. Bad writing, I don't have to be too understanding of, other than to note that, you know, it doesn't actually take much craft to put together what is apparently a relatively significant audience, which should be humbling, because the argument, therefore, the converse or the contrapositive of that is that just because you have a large audience doesn't mean you have mastered any craft. I have to keep that in mind. I also have to keep in mind that this is the guy's first book. And perhaps he gets better as he goes along. I know I got better as I went along. So if somebody is judging my craft on the basis of quarter share, well, I think it has some merit. It's nowhere near the level of Owner's Share or Ashes. If I hadn't learned anything in 1.5 million words, then something would be desperately wrong. Oh, it's interesting. I went back and looked at some of the reviews for Owner's Share to see if there'd been any more hate mail. I have a few one stars that on Ashes that made me think of it, so I went back to look, and there aren't any real new ones. There's a lot of people saying the same thing. Clearly, the assertion that readers read reviews before purchasing a book is somewhat flawed, because particularly if they read the one-star reviews, they would know that the things that they are complaining about are the exact same things that every other one-star review is complaining about. And given that, and given their dissatisfaction with that, why in the hell would you buy a book that you know off the bat you're not going to like? I'm grateful that they bought it. I'll take their money. But I also have to laugh. Because clearly, the assertion that people read reviews, that reviews matter, no, I don't think so. Not anywhere near the degree that people seem to think they do. I kind of have to stand by my earlier assertions. But I was reading back through, and I realized I spotted an artifact. If you go and look at the less than stellar reviews for Ashes, you will see people complain about the choppiness of the early part of the book. But then I straighten out. And the thing that interests me is that, yes, because Ishmael is chopped up in the beginning of the book. The writing is choppy. It's specifically choppy because it's Ishmael. It's inside Ishmael's head. Ishmael is choppy. Ishmael is all over the place. Ishmael is in places only barely coherent. And in other places, he's perfectly normal, because that's how he is. So what they're actually reporting is that I did a really good job of demonstrating how choppy Ishmael is, and I did a really bad job demonstrating that it's on purpose rather than by accident. It's a common conception that if there's something wrong with the story, then it must be sloppy writing and not anything that I'm doing on purpose. And I noticed the same thing in Owner's Share. It's like he's a completely different person. He's completely off balance. It's not the same Ishmael, which is sort of the point. He's not supposed to be the same Ishmael. That's why that book exists. He's out of his step, and the writing demonstrates it. But that takes me back to, okay, well, that's what I intended. Clearly, it's not what I achieved. Because people aren't saying Ishmael is messed up. People are saying the writing is messed up. Now, I don't know if it's because people aren't reading carefully enough or if I didn't do a good enough job. So going forward, that's something I'm going to need to look at. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. Assuming I can talk after being at the dentist today, I'll talk to you then. With any luck at all.